Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, Mike Letts was talking about this, but, you know, the Red Mass. This was intended to mark the beginning of the Supreme Court's new term and to invoke God's blessings on those responsible for the administration of justice, as well as all public officials. And normally, several members of the Supreme Court attend the annual mass, and an unknown number were expected to attend this year. So in advance of the mass, police were doing a security sweep of the area, and they came across a green tent, which you don't normally see. It had been pitched on the steps of the cathedral, which you don't normally see. Inside the tent was Lewis Geary. He had previously been told he was not allowed in the church, and officers told him to move the tent. Now, I happen to think they exercised extreme restraint with this guy. See, when you start talking about explosives, right? Well, that's a threat. And he said, "You might want to stay back and call the federales. I have explosives and bombs." And he was speaking to them through the tent, and he sounded agitated. So the sergeant told Geary that there was going to be an event, and they needed him to move. And he admitted that he was aware of the event before threatening to throw an explosive out of the tent. And he's quoted as saying in the court documents, "Do you want me to throw one out? I'll test one out in the street. I have 100+ of them. If you just step back, I'll throw one on the street. No one will get hurt. There will be a hole in the street. If you just step back, I'll take out that tree. No one will get hurt. There will just be a hole where the tree used to be." Once again, the officers explained to Geary that if he did not leave, he would be removed against his will. And he said, "Several of your people are going to die from one of these." So they're trying to de-escalate the situation by talking to him, and they agreed to look at something he had written. So he unzipped the tent and handed the sergeant a manifesto. And the manifesto had a title, "Written Negotiations for the Avoidance of Destruction of Property via Detonation of Explosives." As she was taken, the sergeant noticed that Geary had a butane lighter and an unknown white cap-shaped object clenched in his hand. She unzipped the rest of the flap, which angered Geary. He began reaching into a dark bag, according to the court documents. Told her, "All right, if you want to do it, we'll do it now." Which, once again, the fact he's still breathing, I'm sitting there going, wow, that's a lot of restraint. The sergeant continued to ask him questions, and he continued to answer, telling her he was the only one who wrote the negotiations he handed her, and that he had a background in explosives. But then he began to pull out multiple capped vials containing yellow liquid with an illegal explosive device taped to them, whatever that is. And he hovered his right thumb over the top of the butane lighter, poised to ignite it. And he said, "You better have these people step away, as there's going to be deaths, I'm telling you." Here's a problem with this particular scenario. Well, some of the vials contained nitromethane. And that's an explosive compound which is often used in IEDs, including the ones that destroyed in the Oklahoma City bombing. So, legit. And one day, while they're trying to de-escalate, sadly, one day, while they're trying to de-escalate these things. One of these guys is going to set one of these things off. He's going to detonate it. And he's going to take out a bunch of cops and probably a bunch of people. Because that's a problem with explosives. They are indiscriminate. Proximity is your enemy. So, in this particular instance, the mass was delayed. No members of the Supreme Court attended it. Now, Mr. Geary is facing 8 different charges, including manufacture or possession of a weapon of mass destruction in furtherance of a hate crime. And they haven't released a motive, but you would think if Geary knew that members of the Supreme Court were expected, you can draw your own conclusion about why he was there. But, yeah, that restraint is extraordinary for me to consider. And I just wonder. Now, supposedly, the sergeant had been a member of the bomb squad. And I just wonder if she thought that she had control of the situation and she didn't need to do anything about it. But, yeah, that's probably pure dumb luck. Pure dumb luck. Coming up next, The Charlie James Show. And this is News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.